Coming to Vrindavan means entering a school of love. Everyone in Vrindavan loves Krishna. Prabhupada writes, Nanda Maharaj loves Krishna. The cows love Krishna. Even the rivers love Krishna and the trees. There is a famous story in Vrindavan talking about this atmosphere of love. Now, Krishna was extremely playful and restless as a child. Sometimes Mother Yashoda had to catch him by the ear to stop him from playing and forcibly feed him butter. So once Krishna asked, Mother, what is the benefit of eating butter with sugar? Yashoda said, you get strength. And Mother asked Krishna, what is the benefit of getting strength? Well, you also get some buddhi, some mental strength, some intelligence. For what do I need that, Mother? Well, you needed to get some knowledge. And Mother, what is the benefit of knowledge? Well, Krishna, someone who rests in knowledge can renounce this illusory world and then attain mukti. Mother, what will I do in the place of mukti? Krishna, it is free from every activity, free from birth and death. Then Krishna became thoughtful. Will there be my mother Yashoda who will feed me with butter and stop me by holding me by the ear? Now Yashoda was thinking very hard. And then she said, no, Krishna, there is only, well, there's mukti loka, there's freedom from everything. And Krishna looked at Yashoda and said, Mother, then I don't want to go there. I want to stay in Vrindavan, where the people of Vrindavan love me so much. And I believe this is the very, very benefit of going to Vrindavan, entering a school of love. There are a few things you can do in order to develop this love in your own life. It is basically arising in the heart. If you hear a lot about Krishna and his devotees, how there is love going on between them. This is the purpose of Kartik, to become absorbed in Krishna wherever you are. Hare Krishna.